Hey, everybody, and welcome to a comedic wild ride with Steve-O. I say that because this week's guest, Mark Normand, has got to be the most pure comedian I've ever met. The guy was born for this. He lives for this. He breathes it. It's just nonstop with him, and it's so fun to be around him, man. And we go kind of nuclear on Howard Stern. I mean, I don't know, dude. It's tough. And like, what do we got to lose? You know, like, wait until you hear how juicy that part gets. Wow. And Mark Normand's very hungover. It's pretty wild the whole time. And I remember thinking, oof, this one is going to get us in trouble. So let's see if that happens, everybody. Let's get into it.
He's like 700 years old. And I did his podcast, and he was skating when I showed up, and his body, like, clicks. He's like an old printer.
For sure.
You know, he's so banged up. He's got 18 plates in his ass and, you know, a rod in his dick.
Is he competing in the next X Games? I saw that.
No way.
He jumped into the best trick contest. I remember that. I mean, dude, that was funny. We're going to have to keep that in.
Keep it in. I love Tony.
Yeah. Oh, hey, what color do you want for the sign?
Ooh, what do you got? Blue?
Oh, dear, blue coming right up, pal.
What variation of blue?
Yeah, whatever. Tell me what you like.
The gayest one you got.
Gay? I mean, I'll just go full pink.
Oh, let's do pink.
Yeah, boom. Pink it is, man.
All right.
All right, man. Since we are rolling.
And hell yeah. TV's not on.
Who cares? I wanted to congratulate you on your special, man.
Oh, thank you, sir. It's doing well, and Netflix let me keep the R word, the Holocaust, slavery. I couldn't believe it.
You really, really made every effort to offend every person.
Well, if you get everybody, then you're all right, you know? I'm inclusive.
Yeah, you know? Wasn't Norm MacDonald getting in trouble for the R word? Then he came on to keep apologizing for the R word and just kept making it him worse.
Well, Norm, you know, who knew he had cancer this whole time, and you know, they're canceling this guy, and you're like, let the man die in peace, you cum guzzlers. Jesus Christ.
That's the time when he should have came out that he had cancer, leave him alone.
I know. That's how much integrity he had.
Yeah, he was epic.
He was the guy.
Did he really care that people were upset about it?
He did, actually.
I think his agents were like, dude, like, you can't say that. And so he went on to apologize, and he kept saying the art. Like, I just, you know.
What was the forum in which he was using this offensive word?
He said it on Howard Stern,
yeah.
I remember, which is a big platform, obviously, and he kept throwing it around.
Right, okay.
And I think he said,
I have a nephew with Down syndrome and autism.
Are you offended when people say retarded?
I'm not. Like, I mean, I'm not, like, you know.
We can cut that out. I don't even know if we can say it on YouTube.
I don't know that that's a problem.
Yeah, it was a hard R. We sound like pirates.
R. You know? Man, this is great. So, you're one of few people who has the distinction of having been on the Wild Ride podcast now twice, and both times in person. Very few people have.
Hell yeah. We did the New York one.
Yeah.
And you were at Gotham Studios, and it was an honor to meet you, you know, watch you forever, and here we are in the van getting molested.
You went on their podcast,
yeah.
And Sam Morrell.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, you did my pod.
Yeah, we might be drunk.
Oh, I forgot. That was a great ep.
Well, was it cool, man?
Oh, yeah, you got real. You opened up. We kissed. It was great.
Yeah, dude. Yeah,
your lady was there.
This is...
Your dog.
Yeah. I remember. So this Netflix special, Soup to Nuts.
Oh, yeah.
Is it your first special? First special on Netflix?
First, I did a half hour on Netflix. They really make you earn it when you're a big, straight honky. So I did a half hour, and then before that, I did a YouTube special for an hour, and then I did a Comedy Central hour, and then I did a Comedy Central half hour. So I've been through the ringer.
Wow, how about that?
So that's all new material every time?
Every time, different material. And now I've put this out, and I'm out of material, and I'm doing the road, just half-baked premises, trying to piecemeal it together, and it's not pretty. 20 minutes on Lizzo. Jonah Hill, huh? Oh, what about that submarine? Those queefs were billionaires, you know? And I'm just trying to bullshit my way through it.
I love that. That's a strong way to promote your tour.
Ah, yeah. Come see me frazzle up there and freak out, because I'm panicking.
And you know what? I think you can get away with that because you're just genuinely hilarious.
Oh,
I don't
geez.
Think anybody's going to be dissuaded by Thanks. The idea of, oh, dude, we're going to go watch Mark Normand work on new material. That in itself is...
pretty. If I was gay, I'd blow you.
Yeah.
So thank you. Yeah, yeah. It's going pretty well. I'm pulling it off, you know, because the audience knows you now. And that's half the battle. When they know you, they can meet you halfway. They get what you're saying. They get what you're trying to say. But strangers, that's the hard people to make laugh.
That's really the phenomena of podcasting. Huh?
Yes.
People legitimately get to know you.
Exactly. Yeah, you're in people's ear and their ass all day, and it's nice.
Well, what I couldn't believe is that you were a janitor for years.
Whoa, look who did the research.
I was watching some podcasts before and some interviews. What was that like, being a janitor? Was it just a fucking...
He's a stalker. Yeah. A weird creep.
Well done, sir. Are those Warby Parker?
I believe so.
Yeah, me too. It's all I wear, fatty. yeah. Shout out to Warby. Love those Jews. Janitor. Actually, you know, janitor sounds like a rough gig. It was a great gig. Headphones in. Nobody told me what to do. You know, it's labor. You don't have to use your brain. So I just thought of jokes all day, or I listen to podcasts all day, or music, mopping the floor. It was great.
A janitor where?
New York City at a hedge fund, like in a skyscraper. And I was in charge of, I think, 4 or 5 floors. So I'd have to move people's furniture. I had to, you know, clean the bathrooms. It'd be a big old bowl miscarriage in there, and I had to clean that out. And then, you know, there'd be like a possum and the aviation duct. So I had to get that out. So it had its bad parts, but I'd take that over like a desk job any day.
Did you find yourself coming up with material while you're like mopping the floor?
Tons of material. I have a whole janitor chunk in one of my specials from years ago. I would write in the boiler room like a psycho because I didn't want to waste any time. And yeah, it was a great gig. Any low thought gig, not using brain power.
Yeah.
You don't want to go do data entry or spreadsheets. I'd kill myself. But, you know, nice and easy, mopping, Tom Petty in the blower, you know, having a great time.
I love it, dude.
Was that during the financial crash or right after, or was it a lot of empty floors?
it was right after. It was in the Twin Towers. That really made it hard. No, I'm just kidding. but, it was right after that. It was like, that was in 2008, and yeah. I think this was like 2010, 11. So, yeah, a lot of hedge fund. And I was the white guy janitor, so everybody thought I was like a criminal or a drug addict or something. You know, I'd have guys in suits be like, "What's up, man? What are you doing? What are you janitoring? You're white.
Come work for us."
My white alarm. but yeah, and it was great. Great, great gig.
Really?
Yeah, I loved it. The pay was shit. Shit, sorry, a little semen. the pay was shit, but nobody bothered me. It was awesome.
Yeah. It's probably a good job to be hung over to if you nobody... Clean up your own vomit. Nobody's bothering you.
Yeah, totally.
You're wildly hungover right now.
Oh, I'm hurting, man. We did it up last night. We did the store all night, drinking free drinks. All these friends are in town. I don't get out here enough. And then I left the store. I'm staying at Hotel Ziggy, which is across the street. So I stumble across the street and I see Pink Dot, you know, the convenience store.
Yeah.
I go in there and I buy a couple of bottles of who knows what. And then I get a bunch of guys back to the hotel, and we just kept going. And one of my friend's car got towed because we just kept drinking all night. I think I went to bed at about 6:30 a.m.
Nice.
And I woke up and did some other guy's pod, and now I'm in a van with a couple of weirdos.
Yeah, that's good stuff, man.
Yeah, no place I'd rather be.
Thank you.
Yeah. What? How many podcasts do you do? You have We Might Be Drunk. Is that it?
No, I got We Might Be Drunk, which is a tough one because you drink, or I do. So it's like we'll do 2 in a day, and it's noon, and I'm hammered. And I got shows at night or whatever. And then I have another one called Tuesdays with Stories, which is me and a buddy Joe List. And he goes on the road. I go on the road. We come back. We tell the tales of the heckles, the fist fights, the travel, you name it. And, yeah, those are the two. And they're going good. We have you on the other one. We don't have guests.
Yeah, not to worry, man. Not to worry. We got we just booked Sam. Is it Morrill?
Morrill, yeah.
Yeah, Morrill.
It's a weird Russian Jew name.
It's
Morrill.
Sam Morrill. He's gonna be great, right?
Oh, he's a killer, hilarious, great comic. He's got a Netflix special as well, and a hell of a joke, one of the best joke writers in the biz. So,
what does better for your comedy, having a Netflix special or going on Rogan?
That's a good question. The Rogan thing is good, but I think it used to be bigger, you know, like before
thing?
The Spotify, the bump.
Mm.
Yeah, so I'd say a Netflix, if the Netflix special clicks, like Segura just put one out, and it was in the top 10 for 2-3 weeks. It was huge.
Number one.
Yeah. So that, I think, is big, and it's global. You know, that thing goes out to the whole goddamn world. There's some guy in a hut in India going, hey, this guy's funny. And then Rogan is also great. But if the special's good, I think the special beats it. But there's a lot of bad specials out there.
There's a ton of bad specials out there.
So if your special's bad, I think Rogan's better.
So is Howard Stern, like, as big as he was? Like, are you guys trying to get on Howard Stern anymore to promote? I mean, that's
I would love to. I mean, I'm a huge fan as a kid. He's gotten a little queefy over the years. You know, he's not what he used to be. He used to be fun. There's hookers. He's throwing cold cuts at a woman's ass. And there's a weird black crackhead. Great stuff.
Beetlejuice.
Yeah. And now it's kind of like, oh, hey, I shouldn't have said this. And you're like, get out of here. You cashed all those checks when you were in blackface, you son of a bitch. And now you're like, oh, I've evolved. Oh, come on, you jerry-curled heeb. Get out of here.
Why do you think that is? Because he switched to AGT and got family-friendly?
That's what it is, yeah. And I think the climate changed.
Yeah. I don't know about the climate, but distinctly, and this is close to my heart, and it really hurts me. I can say that again. It hurts in an emotional way, which is why I'm so glad this episode is brought to you by BetterHelp, because there are certain kinds of emotional pain that it really is a good idea to get into therapy to work through. And there are a lot of good reasons to get into therapy. I do it because I want to protect my relationship. I want to fix the roof before it rains. And that's why BetterHelp is so crucial. It's a service online that's matched up 3 million people with professional licensed therapists. And they're offering the listeners of the Wild Ride podcast 10% off your first month if you go to betterhelp.com/Stevo. That's better, H-E-L-P. .com/Stevo. Again, there are some kinds of pain that you gotta talk about, and that's why you wanna get into therapy. So go to betterhelp.com/Stevo to enjoy 10% off your first month, and let's get back to it. Because I count 16 different times that I went on the Howard Stern show.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's 16. Impressive.
16, man. I was like a go-to, man. Yeah. I'd go in there. Every time I went in there, I would do something that just, like, made Howard uncomfortable, and that would make just great radio. I'd be stapling my balls to my leg. Like, I'd be like, I mean, I went in there and I swallowed 5 goldfish.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah, like, I would take it to another level. I brought, like, naked chicks with me. Like, it was just, like, constant craziness. I remember I had a deal with them that I would tell him something I shouldn't tell him about another celebrity.
Yep.
For every plug that I made. Like, I'm gonna earn myself a plug by telling you, like, who I just did this with.
Or Knoxville's impotent. There we go. Check out my new book or whatever.
Right, exactly. And man, it was just a lot of fun, dude.
And a plug from Howard Stern's pretty fucking awesome.
Dude, yeah, it, dude, huge. It was rad. It was
game
rad.
Changer.
And right, and you know what, too, is that I didn't even regularly listen to the Howard Stern show for all that time when I was regularly on it. I was just, like, a crazy drug addict and whatever, you know? So, like, and I was on it all the time. Then, like, around the time he got on AGT, he became a judge on America's Got Talent.
Which no one saw coming.
Right, nobody saw it coming, and he was great on it, you know?
Sure.
He was great on it, and then, like, then he became, like, family friendly.
Yeah.
And it was about that time when I got the serious XM subscription, and I regularly listen to the Howard Stern show. Like, not only did I regularly listen to it, but I would only listen to it on the app on my phone so that when I got out of the car, it would pause the, you know,
I remember that.
Careful to not, like, miss any part of any show. Like, I became, like, a diehard.
He's the best interviewer, hands down.
And at that time, as soon as I started listening to it, then I couldn't get on the show anymore. like, it's so crazy. I mean, like, they'd let me on the wrap-up show, and I'd get on there and talk
You thought it was because you opened up the elevator at Sirius.
I don't know about that. I don't think that that's got it. I think just because Howard became...
The image changed.
Family-friendly, kind of, and, like, his standard for the caliber of guests that he would have on... Like, just went crazy through the roof. Plus, he started only doing 3 days a week. Like, so there was less opportunities to get in there.
Right.
And I just, like he only wants, like, super A-list, like, major mega celebrities. And so I can't get on the show anymore.
But the irony, it was better when it was... When you were doing it, the show was a better show.
And that's the other thing, is that back in the day, he would ask every guest, like, what celebrities have you slept with? How much money do you make? Like, it was all sex and money, like, really, like, crazy. So big-time celebrities were afraid to go on the Howard Stern show because they didn't want to be asked those questions.
And he could pull it out of anybody. He was the best at that.
But now he doesn't do that anymore because he wants to have, like, the craziest A-list celebrities. So, like, everybody knows. They can go on there and not be in an uncomfortable situation. He won't put anybody in an uncomfortable situation.
So do you think that's why his ratings went down?
I don't know what it went.
Probably, right?
Yeah, I would say so. I mean, I grew up watching him, and you watched it for the crazy shit, like the Artie Lang years. He's nodding off on heroin. Yeah. You know, the
we have girls getting on the Sibian.
Yeah, that was hot. I used to rub one out to that show on E. Remember that?
I remember he offered John Bobbitt like an obscene amount of money to see his dick.
Whoa!
When he did that big party, it was like I don't know
when
what it was.
Turned 60s?
No. It was like way. He was like in the 90s. I remember I was watching it like when the whole John Bobbitt thing was going on. He just kept giving him $10,000.
It's crazy when Mark was just sitting here, kind of like bashing Howard. Like I got like really uncomfortable.
Oh,
I'm like,
sorry.
Like, no. I don't like
because you're not going to be able to go on.
I just like can't go on anyways. Like, what do I even care? But like, I have this reverence for Howard. And,
I do too. And it just hurts me that he changed because he got a seat at the table being that guy, and then you get to the table finally and you change. It's a bummer. It's like marrying a woman you love and then she transitions.
Yeah, what do you do in that situation?
Yeah, what are we doing here? I liked your vagina. Now it's all fucked up and twisted and mangled.
It's not
for sure, I'll still do it.
Thank you. Yeah, I'll still do
it.
You know, I'd fuck Elliot Page. But, you know.
That's very genius. God, that threw me right off.
Do you have a memorable Howard Stern experience out of all the 16 times?
What I was going to say is that when my last book came out, my newest book, Hard Kick in the Nuts, it just came out. I made a special video for Howard to try to get on Howard Stern to promote this book.
Mm-hmm.
And this is when we were at a venue that was a theater,
Huntington.
A theater that was so big that our tour bus was like parked underneath, like in a special, like, you know.
Yeah.
It wasn't outside the arena. It was in an arena, but it wasn't outside. It was underneath.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like in the bowels of this huge, impressive thing. And I said, "Hey, Howard, like, here I am in this venue so big. My bus is like underneath it. And I show him like the tour bus all wrapped Steve-O, and I'm real proud of it. I bought my own tour bus.
Hell yeah!
Like, I got this book coming out. I said, I know you love it when people talk about the celebrities they've had sex with in my new book. Like, literally, like, just lists. It just goes right into every one of them, Howard. And like, I know you like people talking about money, and I was like, Howard, I'm killing it. I'm gonna tell you everything. I'm like, Howard, I'm killing it. I miss you, dude. Like, I used to be on the show all the time. Like, 16 times I was on. Now I haven't been on in like a decade, man. And it's like, I want my relationship with you back.
Yeah.
and I did not get my relationship with him back.
Damn, what a bummer.
So throw some more stuff at
I mean, I'd love to do the show too, but it just sucks. It's a bummer, but you know, look how cute cute you were. Look how young. What were you? You don't get a do for being handsome. You were a handsome guy back in the day.
Oh, I don't know about that.
I mean, now you look like the Crypt Keeper. But back then, you were a cute kid.
You have a favorite whack packer?
Oh, man. I liked Bob. Was it the Tard?
Scott, you know what to do.
Yeah, Eric the actor.
Eric.
You know
Eric
the actor.
Yeah, Scott. He was fun.
Yeah, you know what to do. Yeah, I've seen Artie Lang pop up on different podcasts. Is he still sober? Do you see him around New York ever in the clubs?
I do. He's a whole different guy. He looks different.
His nose is better?
Yeah, it's getting there. His hair's white now, and he's lost a ton of weight, and he's hanging in there, and he's still goddamn hilarious.
He is always going to be hilarious. Man, I love Artie.
Oh, he's the man.
First time I was ever on the Howard Stern Show, the very first appearance, I walked in there, and I was like, what do I said? I'm going to swallow 5 goldfish. That was my first time on.
Yeah.
And and I think Howard said, no, you don't have to do that. And I said, Howard, I didn't come here to waste your time.
Yeah.
And Artie said, God bless you. He says, I love this guy. He says, you know how many people come in here specifically to waste our time? And it was just like, I had this, this wonderful relationship with Artie that started like at that moment.
Yeah.
You know? He was just always super supportive of me and back and forth. I love to hear him doing well.
Yeah, what do you think of these? Because a lot of people have, you know, the climate has changed, as we said, and a lot of people have gone a certain way. You know, you got to fit the narrative or whatever it is. You got to go with the way the wind's blowing. And
I mean, evidently you don't, because you...
Nobody. I still have some freedom in this business. You know, I'm not in a Marvel movie. But my point is, do they sit up in bed at night and go, man, that was fun, and it's kind of hard pretending to not think that stuff is still funny? Or do you think they actually believe their own shit?
They might get into, like, a relationship or something and, like...
What types of people are we talking about here?
Like, big celebrities who used to be kind of...
on the edgier side.
Yeah, then they clean up their act. Which, like, if anybody has a come-to-Jesus moment... And, look, I get it, people want to keep their jobs.
Can you give me an example of one of these celebrities?
Well, I mean, he's a perfect example.
Okay, but other than Howard?
Well, there's some comedians I don't want to name who got huge off of being... irreverent and whatever, and now they're like...
Amy Schumer counts in that category?
I think actors.
She's still pretty gnarly.
Pretty gnarly, yeah, yeah. Actors, okay. Yeah, I'm trying to think of... Now I'm drawing a blank because I'm so hungover.
But I know what you're saying. I think it's just kind of the climate, and you're like... Well, it's especially when they go out and speak politically, and you're like, this fucking guy believes that?
Right, you know? Right.
I can't think of anybody, but I know who you're talking about.
You know
about.
What I'm talking about, yeah. And I just wonder if they're at home in the shower going like... All right, I got by another day, you know, I got through it. Or if they're like, no, I believe all the shit.
I think they probably get in a relationship and they, like, you know, say some of the jokes to their chick or their dude, and they're like, the fuck did you just say? And it's
right.
Like, well, pussy or who I used to be.
Isaac over here, actors that were gnarly and are now soft. I think you can word that a little differently.
Yeah,
but do you think the so-called climate is going to change back? Like, do you think it's going to be like a pendulum where...
I hope so,
but
you're
happening.
Not going to forget who flipped. It's just
for
weird.
Sure.
Look, if you want to evolve and you want to be who you are, I get it, and that's all good, but you just happen to be doing it the exact way that it's fashionable, that's the part that bothers me. Like,
yeah.
Oh, that really lined up perfectly for you. How convenient.
To type in actors who went woke.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah, I wonder.
I try not to use that term. I feel like Tucker Carlson or something.
Yeah.
The most woke celebrities. And it's an NBC or MSN article.
Wow. Any blowback over the Netflix special?
Not yet. I haven't looked too much. I'm not going to dig for it, but I haven't, I haven't had a lamb's blood smeared on my front door or anything yet. So
I mean, I think that you did it very well.
Hey,
you know?
Thanks.
I think you did it very
well. Yeah, it was
great.
Everything's a joke. Even if I go down a dicey road, it's always a turn at the end. It's always fun. I don't want to hurt anybody. I'm not one of these guys like, I want to walk the room. Fuck these pussies. I don't get that shit.
You're not Ari?
No, no, not Ari. No.
But God, man, was Ari's Jew special good?
Killer, oh, killer. Yeah, so and for an anti-Semite, even. I, no. No, it was great. And it was. It's hard to have a niche special about one topic and have it still be
right.
good.
Yeah.
And he pulled it off.
With your special, where did the name come from?
Old investigative Vinny asking for the origin story, and I'm going to tell you the origin of a really good time, because it's called Blue Chew. It's a tablet that's chewable. It's got the same active ingredients as both Viagra and Cialis, except it only costs a fraction of the price. And for the listeners of the Wild Ride podcast, you can get an entire month's supply totally for free. All you pay is $5 for shipping. Now, why would you do this? Because it's fun, man. I'm telling you, it is fun. Except a little bit of help in the bedroom, because you're gonna have a better time, man. Lux loves it when I show her my blue tongue. And to get this deal, again, it's an entire month's supply of Blue Chew tablets for free. All you pay is $5 for shipping. You go to bluechew.com and use the promo code STEVO. Consult with the medical provider in a moment. You've got your prescription, and that month's supply of Blue Chew tablets is on its way to you for free. All you pay is $5 for shipping. Again, it's bluechew.com with the promo code STEVO. Now, let's get back to it.
It's an old term meaning like soup to nuts at a restaurant. You get the soup first, and then you have entree, dessert, and then nuts at the end. Because I cover everything. We cover everything A to Z, top to bottom, soup to nuts.
Did you know right away that's what you're going to call it, or were you going back and forth with some other ones?
I had a bunch of names. I wrote them all down, and soup to nuts kept coming up. Like, this one feels right. Yeah. It feels right. And I like an old-timey term. My last one was called... out to lunch, like that guy's out to lunch.
Yeah,
you know. And then I had still got it. So I like an old-fashioned term, and it just means we cover everything: trans, school shootings, race, Holocaust, gay, you name it.
Yeah, man,
we got it all in.
Do you own a gun?
No, never been a gun guy. I grew up in the city.
And you're in New York, too, right?
I live in New York. I'm from New Orleans.
Yeah, people don't own a lot of guns in New York.
Yeah, I think the gun laws in New York are crazy.
They're crazy.
Way more strict than any other state.
But, you know, growing up in Louisiana, you know, everybody had a gun.
Yeah. But you lived in a mansion, though.
Well, I lived in
security.
A shitbox mansion. Yeah, we should have had a gun because we got robbed all the time. But if we did, we would have shot a bunch of people.
Yeah.
I'm scared of guns a little. Like, I'll go, you know, if a guy hands me a rifle, says, shoot that crow, I can do that. But, like, I don't want to be one of those guys in Phoenix who's got a fucking Glock on his hip.
And
he works at a tile company. I'm like, do you need the Glock? Is there a lot of gunplay happening in Tempe?
So. Yeah, I lived in Arizona, and I was, like, at the gas station. I'm like, dude, this guy's a gun on his hip. And everybody else was, like, fine with it.
Right.
But I was, like, new there, like, what the fuck?
It's normal. Open carry.
Yeah.
You know, the cops have, like, the highest suicide rate. They got a gun on them at all times. So I've thought about killing myself.
Yeah.
It's right there. That's why I can't have a gun.
Yeah.
Or a dildo, for that matter. I'll put it up my ass every 10 minutes.
Killing yourself in sex.
You make a good point. The statistics show that gun deaths are, like, predominantly people being killed with their own gun.
Yeah.
Whether they shoot themselves with their own gun or, like, somebody else takes their gun and shoots them with it. Can you imagine? That's like, it's like when the baseball player gets hit by the pitch and he's so mad that the pitcher just beamed him that he charges the mound, and then the pitcher kicks his ass too.
Or it's like
Nolan
that
Ryan.
Skate park that we went to in he got sprayed by his own pepper spray.
I've jizzed in my own face before. I know that feeling on accident.
That's
it's like some guy comes in to rob you, you know, and you're like, oh, I'm not having this. Yeah. You're taking my stuff, doing me wrong. No way, pal. I'm pulling a gun on you. The guy just takes a gun and shoots you with it.
That would happen to me in 2 seconds. I'm a little bitch.
Do you have a favorite state to do comedy in? Favorite country?
Country
or state?
Well, this is the best country for comedy. Although Wuhan was pretty good. No, I'm kidding. Darfur is not bad. They got a funny bone out there. No, I would say state is tough because
Texas was my favorite, man.
Ooh, that's a good one.
I'm going back almost 10 years.
They got Dallas, Houston, Austin, San Antonio.
Yeah, I taped my first special in Austin.
Good choice.
In 2015.
Wow.
I did that.
Yeah, where was your special filmed?
Chicago.
Okay.
Yeah, but a state is tough because California is great, too. You got SF, LA, San Diego, Sacramento. There's so many good comedy towns. But I think you got to go by city.
Okay, what's your favorite city?
Well, Denver. Something about fucking Denver.
I taped my second special in Denver.
There you go. Right. It's killer. It's just they get it. And they're like real people. They have jobs. They have families. And they don't get offended. And they want to come out and just hear jokes.
Yeah, you know, Utah, Salt Lake City.
That's a great one.
I've really felt that because this is a theory. But because like the heavy Mormonism,
yes,
you know, people have this restrictive, limiting, like, you know,
repression,
repressed like Mormon culture,
yeah,
that like they really want to let loose more than anybody. It's like
totally.
The Catholic schoolgirl's gonna be
yes.
the biggest slut.
There you go. you go to Salt Lake. Sorry, everybody's all the guys look like out of work MMA fighters. They're covered in weird tattoos. They're all virgins. They can't drink caffeine. Mm-hmm. So you tell a joke, they're like, "I need this." You know, they're jizzing in the aisles, and then the women all look like out of work porn stars. They're all big fake tits and weird bad tan and blonde hair.
In Utah?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's some hot fucking girls in Utah.
Smoking hot. Yeah, very sexy ladies. Because they're repressed. It's like you said, so they got to get it out somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Speaking of hot ladies, Vinny over here, he...
That's an ugly lady. What, are you kidding?
Vinny is a...
Can we talk about it, Vinny?
Yeah, go for it. I don't care.
Talk about what? Are we spilling the beans?
No, not yet. Uh-oh. Not on that. But, I mean, if you want... What do we got?
His girlfriend did porn.
Whoa!
And she's hot.
Yeah, good for you.
We're not going to direct anybody to any specific
website.
Is
it out yet?
No, that's not out yet.
We're not going to do. But we will say that if anybody were to search,
give it a go
for Vinny. Performing acts.
Yeah.
Then it's out there to be found.
Yeah. I mean, who are you, Adam 22 over there? Holy jeez. Yeah. Letting your lady get plowed, huh? Or are you doing the plowing?
Both.
She only did that once with the.
Oh, really?
She only did that once. Wait, but
and that was
Adam,
before we met. And that was before we met.
Okay.
Unlike Adam 22, it was the reverse order.
Oh.
She plowed the other dude first just one time to check it out. Now she's plowing Vinny.
Yeah, well
it's,
done.
It's pretty rad, dude.
I noticed you were sitting crooked.
she's like shockingly good looking.
Really?
Yeah, I'm a lucky guy.
Hell yeah.
Because look at me. You know, I just don't know how I do it.
Yeah, no, you're cute.
Oh, thanks,
cuddly,
dude.
Squeezable.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Look at this. Isaac is bringing up.
Can we see a photo?
Oh, God. Man.
what do you think about?
What are you searching, dude?
Oh, wow.
I
she's a looker.
See.
Hot tamale. I'd let her rail me in the pooper.
I mean, we've done that, too.
She put a strap on?
Not a strap on. No, we just do a little bit of butt play.
Yeah.
You guys
I'm not ashamed
butt?
Of that.
It's the 90s.
Huh? Butt to butt, like Requiem for a Dream?
Ass to ass.
Man, at least we're uploading our podcasts on Rumble now.
Yeah.
I don't know how well this one's going to fare on the tube.
Well, she's covered. There you go. Good for you, man. No offense, I pictured her looking like fucking Ralphie May. So, well done. Well done.
Thanks, dude.
Good for you. Send me some photos of you guys making out just for proof. Hey, there's my ex. That's what she looked like.
Man, old Ralphie.
Funny guy.
So what's the tour looking like now? Do you have a whole bunch of cities lined up, or do you kind of just work out material and then start a tour?
Yeah, I live in New York, so during the week you kind of do all the clubs and you try out material, you try to hone it, perfect it, and then on the weekends I go to these theaters. I'm doing the Ace tonight in L.A., in downtown L.A., and then I'm doing San Diego tomorrow, Balboa Theater.
Balboa Theater.
Is that the one we did? I think it is.
In the Gas Lamp? District?
I mean, whatever.
Yeah,
it's epic.
It's a beautiful
San Diego's a great place.
Yeah. Great
Isaac,
comedy town.
Isaac is saying, yes, you did.
Okay.
All right, there you go. I love it there.
Yeah, I mean, dude, San Diego rules.
Especially for an East Coast guy coming out there, it's the beach
and
the people.
Can you beat that?
It's great.
Forgive my ignorance, but you're married? I see this.
Oh, yeah. A married man. I locked it down before I go impotent. You know, I had a good run, and now I'm now I got a nice lady. I think I'd have a couple Rugrats at some point. Yeah.
Where'd you meet your lady? At a show?
I met her at a show. She was on a date, a bad date with a guy, and I had a good set, and she said, fuck this queef. Who's he?
Really? Were they sitting in the front?
Sitting in the front. I didn't even think twice about it. I was just like, a hot lady, and she does porn as well. No, I'm just kidding. hot lady and some guy, and then I got a DM right after the show, and she quoted one of my jokes. I said, let's get a drink, and the rest is anal.
Wow. And how long have you been married?
6 months.
Wow.
So it's fresh.
Yeah.
I give it a year. No, I'm just kidding.
So last time we saw you was right before you got married.
That's right. I pulled the trigger. I went through with it.
And then how was the dating scene? I mean, did you have to kiss a lot of frogs around New York? Like, just because it's hard dating somebody when you're touring, right? Or did you have a problem with that?
No. I mean, I really did the rounds.
Yeah.
You know, I had every STD in the biz and you name it.
Did you ever think you're going to settle down, or you thought it was coming one day?
Never did. I think most comics are like, we got the Peter Pan complex. Bill Burr has 35 minutes of material on how marriage is stupid and how you should never do it. You lose half your stuff. And then here he is with two kids living in the burbs with his black wife.
Yeah.
So, and bless his heart, man.
Yeah, she's great. He's great. And you're next.
I am next, man. Getting married.
No pressure. Are you doing it?
I'm going to get married.
Whoa, who is he?
Here's the thing, dude. And I've been very vocal about this, because I've been engaged for a long, long time.
Sure. And scary.
Yeah, it is scary. And the deal is that my girl and I are not having Rugrats. Mm. I made sure of that by getting a vasectomy.
Mm.
And instead of having children, we're going to just be animal people. So we've made our plans for the future to buy a big property and open up our own animal sanctuary. We've been waiting to get married on that property. And this is going to be my first time announcing this.
Sure is.
Like we found the property. Like, our offer's been accepted. We're on contract.
Hell yeah.
44 acres.
Woo!
And that means the first thing we do is we build our wedding venue on the property.
Wow.
You didn't say a city. Are you leaving that out for now?
Okay. Yeah, you bullied me.
I'm not.
You really
don't
pushed
to.
Hard.
It's just outside of Nashville.
Oh, Nashville, good Tennessee. Call. Good call. Great area.
Yeah, they got open carry gun laws there. I was really looking forward to that.
Yeah. I can see you driving a truck around Nashville. You know, you don't need to get another car.
Nah, I do need another RV, though. I love RVs. What can I say, man? RVs make me tick. And speaking of ticking, what's going on with your heart rate, man? Do you know what it is? Do you know if it's at dangerous levels? What's going on with your sleep? Are you getting enough restorative sleep? What's going on with your exercise, man? Are you burning enough calories? Well, I'll tell you, the answers to all of these questions come from my Whoop band. And I got the cool, new, stylish Whoop band. They've got all different colors and everything. And what is it? It's the most sophisticated fitness tracking device known to man. Hands down, I love it. I love my Whoop. And again, all the insights into your sleep, your recovery, your exercise, your everything, man. And, dude, it makes me tick, too. So check it out, man. Go to whoop.com. That's whoop.com. Use the promo code Stevo, and you get 10% off at checkout. Plus, they're on the Whoop 4.0, which has got the waterproof charger. The charger just slides right on top. You never have to take it off. It is always telling you everything that you need to know about your body and your well-being. So one more time, go to whoop.com. Use the promo code Stevo to get 10% off at checkout. And you're going to be a much healthier person for it. So let's get back to it.
Really? You think you're going to practice that freedom, that right, the open carry?
I can't picture myself being a gun guy, but I too am in the process of working out material in the clubs, and I'm getting into some gun stuff this time around.
Woo! Yeah. All that bestiality will give you some material. Yeah. You know, once you're out there on the farm, you're gonna fuck a horse. It's gonna happen.
Yep,
Mr. Hands.
That's right, man. I'm gonna do some gun shopping.
For
my next show.
Wow, you gonna hunt?
No, I was thinking about shooting myself.
Well, that'll be your last appearance on Stern.
Yeah, that'll be good. But yeah, no, it's exciting times, man.
Yeah, look at us growing up.
Yeah, it's exciting times, man. When's the last time you rode a skateboard?
I picked one up. This kid hit me up, and he said, hey, I work for some skate magazine. You want to skate around? And I was so bad. And I did it for like 2 hours, and it kind of came back.
Sure.
And then he recorded it, and I landed a couple tricks, and we put it out, and everybody's like, look at this guy, he's pretty good. And I'm like, no, that took 9 hours, and I failed most of it.
I think I might have seen this.
Yeah, there it is. That's it.
You were skating a ledge, yeah.
It's the winter in New York. You know, you can skip all the oh, jeez.
Oh,
we don't want to see the fucking jokes.
The
joke. Yeah, you should go back and go to the first one, because wasn't that the highlight reel?
How long are you going to be in L.A.?
I leave Saturday to go to Balboa Theater. I've been here about a week.
Man, I'm having a skate party.
No!
On Saturday, yeah.
Oh, I feel like a kid again.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, wow. Okay, I wish.
We're going to have some heavy hitters.
Who are we talking?
The heaviest hitters, dude.
Yeah, I can't... Daywan said he's going to try
to
make it.
Oh, killer. I love
Tori
that
Pudwell?
Guy.
Tori Pudwell's in Japan for SLS.
Also great.
Jeff Raleigh's confirmed.
What?
That, yeah. When you told me Raleigh was coming, dude, I was like taken back.
I'm
dude.
Just so I was, amped on Jeff Raleigh.
He was
here
one of my
I am,
favorites.
Like, blowing people up who are going to come. But
I watched him on the Airwalk video in like 1995 or something. I love Jeff Raleigh.
Right, dude. I'm just so hyped about it, dude. I'm so amped on my ramp.
Mm-hmm. I'm bummed I can't go to that.
Wow,
that would be...
dude, that was a solid kickflip.
Hey,
right there.
Thank you, sir. Yep, little pop shove it there, toe drag.
Yeah.
This is in New York?
This is in New York. Yeah, these kids will hit me up like, hey, you used to skate? I'll film you. And you know, you try to make it funny. Look at that, pop
there
shove it
go.
Out, a little toe drag, but hey...
How many takes did that take you?
That was about 1,004. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so what, you grew up skating around New Orleans?
Oh, yeah. That was all we did all day. You know, pre-internet. We would just skate from 9 to 9.
Skate and jack off. Skate and jack off.
Skate and jack off. Then you watch skate videos at night, or you watch Jackass, or you watch whatever. And that was our whole life. And it was great.
You skated in mini ramps? And
we built one in my backyard. We stole construction equipment over time and finally put a mini ramp together. I had a little 4-footer in my backyard.
Nice, dude.
Oh, yeah.
My minus 3.5, unless you measure it from the flat.
Okay, that's a good height.
Measure it from the ground, it's 3.5, but the flat's 6 inches high, so it's technically a 3-footer.
You sound like the guy who measures his dick, like, going all the way back to the ball sack. Like, oh, yeah, 7 inches. Like, wait, you got 8 inches of thigh on there. What are you doing? Yeah, you really jam the ruler into your pelvis, get that extra inch and a half.
Did you post your skate? Did you post your skate park? Skate ramp online?
I put a clip. I have a reel.
Okay.
On my IG.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, heavy skateboarding man going on.
Yeah, that's a good looking ramp you got there. And that's a good size. You can't really get hurt on that. You can still do some tricks.
Yeah, I love it, dude. I love it. I wanted it mellow. I wanted it short. But let's not alienate our audience here. Let's not.
Yeah, say something racist.
We got to build that wall, folks. So.
I had a.
Some asshole will clip that. But yeah, sorry.
I had a wall joke at one point. I'm not really a topical, you know, comedy kind of guy, but I enjoyed saying that the wall makes the Trump's talking about they're going to build the wall and Mexico's going to pay for it.
Yeah.
I don't see that happening. I think they're going to pay for the tunnel underneath it. Yeah, there you go. You know, that's my joke. Boom. How do you like that?
That's a good one. I heard a guy, Dan Bulger out of Boston, has a great joke. He's like, everybody gives America shit for building a wall, but China built a great wall, and I've never seen any Mexicans there.
Nice,
pretty good.
Dude.
Pretty good
pretty
joke.
Good.
Dan Bulger.
I like that.
When you were traveling around with Seinfeld, did you, were you saying stuff like this, or is it you kind of have to keep it real clean?
Well, we just did about four gigs, and we talked comedy the whole time. We're both huge comedy nerds, and I'm a huge fan of his. But he's a regular dude. Like, he just likes cars, baseball, and stand up. And we could shoot the shit for hours. And he likes an off color joke. I have a joke where I say, you know, he's Jewish, and I say, I met my wife on that Jewish app, PayPal. And we were, you know, he's a big Jew, and we were working on that joke, and I was like, I wonder if I should say Venmo or PayPal. And he goes, you got to say PayPal because it's got the word pay in it. That's more offensive. And I was like, you're right.
Yeah.
And it kills. But that was all him. So he gets it. He loves Pryor and Bernie Mac and Carlin and all that. So he just chooses to be clean for the challenge.
Yeah.
Carlin. Oh, what a treasure. What a national
big
treasure.
Big fan. He's a huge hero of mine, and I met him.
Wow.
Yeah, did you ever meet him?
I never met him.
I went to a book signing, and he zinged me pretty good.
Yeah, people really like Carlin. We cut a clip of Carrot Top talking about him and Carlin together, and that clip got millions and millions of views. And I didn't think, people really...
Well, those two together is so odd that I think you have to see that. Yeah. I would click on that in a second.
Carrot Top, man, I like him.
I like him, too. He owns it, and he is who he is, and he's not changing, and I respect that.
Have you ever seen one of his shows live?
I would love to.
I saw Carrot Top the same night after we recorded the podcast.
Oh, that's sick.
Loved it.
Yeah.
You know what's cool about Carrot Top? Norm McDonald, my hero, used to really razz him. And when Norm died, Carrot Top played it at his show and was like, look how funny Norm is. You know, he could see, like, yeah, he's just doing comedy.
Yeah.
You know, and then Carrot Top was cool enough to allow himself to get made fun of in this video, which is like an epic. You've probably seen it, the Conan video. Mm. It's one of the best moments in comedy history.
I spaced out what you just said.
Pull this up.
Go back and have Norm MacDonald.
There it is. So he's on Conan with this. This is in the 90s with this lady.
In Barbie Land?
And
you don't pay for fucking YouTube?
Jeez. Well, we are in a van.
What is that? Thankfully, with the Google app, I can search it with Lens.
Okay, you can hit the volume, by the way. There's an option to turn that off. There you go.
He's still learning, folks.
I don't want to give it away. It's 7.5 minutes. That's too long to play on here. But the gist of it is he's shitting on Carrot Top's new movie, Chairman of the Board, and he's calling it box office poison. He's killing. And he goes, what's the name of it? And Norm goes, Chairman of the Board. And Conan goes, make a joke out of that. And he goes, well, it's a board spelled B-O-R-E-D. And Conan falls out of his chair. It's a great moment.
Yeah, it's hard to get Norm. I remember on one of the roasts, people were trying to, like, you know, bash him. And he just kept, like, reading his newspaper and looking
up.
And, like, whose roast was that?
That was that Chevy Chase? Bob Saget.
It was Bob Saget.
I think it was Bob Saget.
He just kept reading his paper.
So good. He's the king. He's maybe one of the funniest people to ever live, I think.
What did Pee Wee Herman die of? Did it say what cancer it was?
I think it was the cancer you get from jerking off in a movie theater. I don't know what cancer that was.
I was watching because Danny Elfman had a tribute and they played some Pee Wee Herman in there. He's doing some music at a show.
I was a huge Pee Wee guy.
Yeah, loved Large it. Marge.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, dude.
Brain tumor.
Scary shit. But he lived, man. He's got photos with everybody. Everybody loved Pee-wee.
I met Pee-wee one time.
Really?
Oh, that's sick.
Yeah.
Did you Paul do coke Rubens. With him?
I think it was at Fallon.
Oh, I thought you were going to say the porn theater.
That was the NBC studios in New York.
What was that? What was that like? What did you guys do?
He was just there, and I just met him, and he was kind of quiet, like
was he in character or was he?
Oh wow, I don't remember that time I met him.
you had a drink in your hand. I wouldn't imagine.
Yeah.
Wow, dude, I look like a pile right there.
You don't remember that?
I vaguely remember. I know. Yeah, I remember that night. I remember I met Adam Sandler.
Whoa! What was the event?
It looks like it was a Spike something.
Oh, okay.
Spike TV.
What year was that?
That would have been 2007.
Oh, right, there you
right
go.
As the wheels fell
What are they
off.
Selling here? They're selling a photo of you?
I guess so. You get it for $500 for a large. No offense, but who's shelling that over for this? I mean, it's a good pick. You look cool, and he's terrified.
Whose lipstick is that on you? Do you even know?
I do know whose lipstick that was.
Ooh. Right. Oh, baby. Hey. Got to save for Howard Stern.
Yeah. Wow.
That was Kat Von D's lipstick.
Nice. Yeah.
She did wear a lot of lipstick.
Oh, Guy's Choice Awards. You couldn't do that now.
No.
Guy's Choice, you couldn't, huh?
No, this whole channel would be labeled toxic, you know, because it was like cars and boobs and stuff.
That was like during the Man Show era.
Right, Maxim magazine. Yeah. There was a lot of that going around. Good times. Very that was a great times. Show.
All right, dude.
All right.
Are we running out of steam, dude?
No, I could keep going. I felt like I was cutting people off, so I didn't want to.
No. Okay. Never. I'm always just sensitive.
It is weird. Everybody's dying. Like, Pee-wee died. Prince is dead. David Bowie's dead. Tom Petty's dead. Sinead O'Connor's dead. I mean, this is terrifying.
Yeah, I thought Sinead O'Connor was dead already. I hadn't heard from her in a long time.
Yeah, she was kind of weirdly hot. Mm-hmm. She had the head shaved, and she's tearing up pictures of the Pope. But if you got to look at her mug, it was a good mug. Pull up a picture of her with hair.
How did she pass?
I think cancer.
Nah, I think she was a suicide.
No, is that right?
I believe she was a suicide.
Interesting. Took her long enough. You'd think she'd knock that out earlier. She had that thick Irish accent, which I love. Oh, maybe she's British. Never mind.
No, she's from Ireland. Dublin. Oh.
Cause of death was not stated.
Oh, I guess you're right.
So when they say that, that means it's a suicide?
Definitely.
Ah, right there. She does look pretty dope.
Yeah, that's a pretty lady.
Yeah, it was like 1983.
Yeah, that helps.
But not the middle one right there.
Kids are hot. Yeah, yeah. Ooh, she looks rough there. But look at that. That's a nice face with the black turtleneck.
Yeah, yeah, who that one actress really took a turn. She was on Surviving the Stone or...
Yeah, she went to my high school in London, England. Kathleen Turner.
Kathleen Turner.
Oh, yeah.
She was unbelievable. Romancing the Stone.
Yeah.
She was fucking drop-dead gorgeous. And then I saw her again, and she was just haggard.
You're going to be mean to people now, huh?
Yeah, what the hell, man?
Next thing you know, he's going to be talking about Bridget Fonda.
Bridget Fonda. Wait, is she the old lady with Lily Tomlin?
No.
That's Jane Fonda. Who still looks amazing, by the way.
Bridget Fonda was the girl that would play the hitman in the 80s movie.
What?
Super hot.
She was my first crush. What, she's not hot anymore?
Well, everybody gets old. I mean, we're human here.
Guys age pretty well. If they don't.
Tom Cruise looks great.
Tom Cruise is fake.
Oh, yeah?
No, I don't know. He's probably
Paul Brisky said, man, can you imagine if it wasn't for Scientology, Tom Cruise would be the coolest guy who ever lived.
Yeah. That baby blood keeps you young, though.
Yeah, he's probably drinking some.
Yeah, why not? What is it called?
Adrenochrome.
That's the one.
Yeah. Cool. You think that's true?
I don't think so.
No?
I just like to joke, but, you know, I'm in QAnon, so what the hell?
With the TV just turned off, the whole van
turned
off.
Yeah, we lost power in the van.
Oh, shit.
Oh, we lost power in the van.
Probably because of the heat.
Are the mics working?
Yeah, the mics
are plugged into that big-ass battery pack.
They're listening to us. They know you're saying shit.
Yeah, Scientology put a spell on us. You ever try to go to that building? They will kick your ass right out of there.
Somebody told me that it's a hotel you can stay in, too.
No way.
And I said, bullshit, and he's like, no, I swear to God, it's a cheap hotel you can stay in. It's beautiful.
Wow.
Wait, what's the billboard? It says, are you curious why so many people are Scientologists?
Well, it's an odd group. It's Tom Cruise.
Like, number one, I'm not Leah curious.
I don't think
there's really that many.
No.
Everybody's falling out.
Well, the rumors, they got something on you. Like, you tell them you ran over a kid in 1984, and,
They get you out of it.
Yeah, they get you out of it, but they go, but we know, so you got to stay in this or we'll leak it.
That's
heavy. They get you out of it? I thought that their whole deal was like, okay, now how Scientology works is you tell us all the bad stuff you've done.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And they get you out of it.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Well, if you kill someone, they cover it. It's like,
right,
they own everything.
But, I mean, look, who Travolta kind of went cuckoo. Will Smith, obviously, is a...
Will Smith, Scientologist.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's where that anger came from. That and his wife fucking other men. Which is very well documented. That's not me speaking
out of
hand.
And it's all the very entanglement.
Yeah, there you go. The red table horseshit.
Yeah. Who else? Oh, yeah, that...
Brooke Shields.
Oh, yeah, man, that's sad. That 70s kid.
Yeah, the guy who just got in trouble in McMaster's.
Was he Psy? And
Tao? Danny Masterson.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So he left Scientology, and then now he's going down.
Then he had court cases.
I don't know. I don't know if that's the case.
I'm going Muslim. I'm going to do a curveball. I'm going Muslim at the end.
Yeah. Your set would do great in the Middle East.
Oh, yeah. That would be fun. They'll cut my head off.
Talk about Muhammad, the whole deal.
Oh, yeah. They love that. You know, comics here bitch about, hey, canceling, and you can't say shit.
They'll cut your head off.
Go do a Muhammad joke over there. They'll fucking put a hot poker up your ass till you die.
Yeah, you had a tweet that was so funny to me. It was Allah Akbar is like, let's go for white guys.
Let's go is Allahu Akbar for white guys. You know? Yeah. Let's go. White guys love saying let's go.
Yeah.
It's our Allahu Akbar. Yeah.
I think the funniest tweet I ever read.
Please.
Was by Jeff Ross.
Okay.
Okay. He tweeted this TMZ article. It was like that. It was like the day it happened. The Magic Castle here at the Magic Castle.
On Highland.
And they found a magician dead. He had hung himself in a closet at the Magic Castle.
All right.
And Jeff Ross tweeted the TMZ article with his own little caption. He says, his last words were, abracadaver.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
Just it's the so day good. Of.
I love a good joke.
Yeah, my favorite meme was the one where there's a video of Trump kind of like at the press conference, like, and then he's just that. Like, did you pull out? You know, it's always like a funny joke with like guy friends. It's like, yeah, did you have sex last night? And, you know, they're like, yeah, like, do you use a rubber? And
yeah.
Like, no, and everybody just laughs. I don't know why that's so funny.
That's funny. That's great. I had one, The Bachelorette was coming on. And the headline was, I don't know, New York Post said, Bachelorette was forced to choose a black woman, you know? And I wrote, now you know how I feel, - Joe Biden. Because of Kamala.
Yeah.
But I did it right when that was all happening, and that one really blew up.
Did the people like it or were they outraged?
Yeah, a little of both, but that's, you know, part of it.
Did you have the joke in your last special about the Miss America or Miss Universe that was trans? Is that you?
I had a Down syndrome Victoria's Secret model joke.
Okay.
I had a lot of those. No, I don't have the trans one.
But that's true, though, right? There was a Victoria's Secret model that had Down syndrome.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And she was cute. She's really pretty. The joke was I'd go downs on her, you know, which is an easy joke.
Yeah.
And then I said, I feel sorry for the woman who didn't get the job. Like, I didn't get it. Who got it? You don't want to know. Kill yourself. Get out of town. Change careers.
Yeah.
Good times. Yeah. There's a Down syndrome Barbie now. I mean, they're having a moment.
Are they really?
Oh, yeah.
They have that?
Good for them.
Yeah.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, they exist. I don't think they're buying stuff. I mean, you could give them just like a bucket of paste and they'll be happy. But, give them some candy. But, yeah, good for them. They're having a moment.
Yeah, there's that like just hidden camera show where they jumped out and they scared this lady walking by, but she had like some sort of Down syndrome.
Yeah.
And she was just like had a full fucking meltdown. And they're like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. And like the lady just flipped her shit.
Wow.
And it was just the wrong person to fucking do that to.
And they're strong. Yeah. You don't want to fuck with them. They'll flip a car over.
Oh, yeah.
And then hump it.
Did you see the Barbie movie?
I have not. I would like to, but I have not seen it. I like Margot Robbie.
I've only heard positive feedback about it.
Really?
It seems like every chick I know has seen it twice.
Wow.
And every dude I know who has seen it said good things about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I heard it's beautifully done. I heard Ryan Gosling's hilarious. I heard it's Greta Gerwig, who's always good. She directed it.
I heard that Barbie is actually a doll in the movie.
Hmm.
How's it? How do you do that? It's like a real a live action movie about a real doll.
Really?
Wait, I didn't hear that. I don't know.
Maybe Lux is pulling my leg, but she said that it's about she's actually a doll in the movie.
What about Oppenheimer?
I saw it. I couldn't really get into it.
Oh, come on. Really?
Did you like it? I never saw it.
I haven't seen it either, but I'm excited. I love Nolan. I love the story.
It's not bad.
Don't tell me how it ends.
It's not bad, but I was just like, man, you know, like I'm the guy who watches a movie that's based on a true story,
yeah,
and then goes immediately to watch the real documentary.
Yes, which is always better.
Yeah, yeah, and I was just kind of in the movie theater thinking, like, man, I'm like very interested in like the documentary. I'm gonna like that a lot more.
Yeah, yeah, totally. I heard it's do we need a 3 hour plus movie? All we talk about is our attention spans are going away, and now they're making movies longer.
Yeah,
I don't get
like
it.
The during the pandemic they did the Martin Scorsese was 4 hours.
Oh, the Irishman.
Fuck that.
What are we doing here?
I don't know. Yeah. It took me six times to watch.
Yeah, edit the shit. What are you, Judd Apatow? Cut it down.
And the defense of Oppenheimer did not feel like 3 hours.
Okay, okay. That's good.
I had to pee. I did leave the theater to pee at one point, but
did you go by yourself?
No, I went with Lux.
Hmm.
IMAX?
I don't know. No.
Climax?
We did the one where you recline in the seats.
Oh, those big leather chairs. Sometimes they vibrate. It's fun. I should have seen Brokeback in one of those. I'd get my ass pounded.
You have a favorite movie?
Favorite movie?
Of
Jesus.
All time?
I don't know. Cuckoo's Nest is great. Cool Hand Luke I love. Yeah. I love Something About Mary. I'm all over the road. I got a lot of movies I love.
Yeah. Yeah, I like Oh Brother, Where Art Thou, Cool Hand Luke.
Great.
Probably Shawshank Redemption.
Oh, what's it called? No Country for Old Men.
Yep.
Two Girls, One
so
Cup.
That's so good.
Yeah. Good list.
Two Bears, One Cave.
Yeah, they don't make good movies.
Two Bears, One Cup.
Yeah, the movies are fucked, you know, because you heard about the DVD sales. Like, an Office Space was a great comedy.
Yeah.
Mike Judge.
Yeah.
It bombed in theaters. But you would make the money back on the DVD sales, which were through the roof because it was like a word-of-mouth cult classic. Now the DVDs are gone. You're fucked.
But I think because
you get a second life on streamers, though.
But there's a lot of dog shit on streamers.
Right. They just had that big weekend of Sebastian versus Bert.
That's right.
There. And
My Father. What was the Sebastian's movie?
About My Father.
About My Father.
And Bert had the machine.
Right.
And those are both on Netflix?
No, but apparently Bert's movie... I mean, the narrative was that they didn't, like, perform very well at the box office, but I'm told Bert's movie stands to become very profitable in its...
Pay-per-view.
Next windows.
I heard the same thing.
With streaming, paper, you know, whatever. That Bert's movie is really going to come out on top of that.
Yeah,
nice.
I would rather watch a movie streaming than in the movie theaters now for some reason.
Of course. The pandemic changed all that, I think.
It did. And it's like, I hate Marvel movies, DC, like all that shit, unless it's like a Wolverine
right.
or something like that. And like, that's all that that's there for.
It's like saying,
these guys find little things to nitpick.
Well,
it's true. Like, all Marvel movies suck except for, you know, Wolverine or Batman or...
Neither of those are Marvel. I think those are DC.
Same shit.
Wolverine is Marvel. Batman is DC.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
But, yeah, I get... It's such a weird sentence. I hate these Marvel movies, but I love Wolverine. You know?
But, like, this is completely different.
I hate men, but I love a good sack.
Yeah.
Yeah, fair enough.
But I know what you mean. Hugh Jackman's awesome.
Of course.
Yeah, it's a great time. But yeah, people go see that because that's a theater movie. I got to go see fucking Iron Man in the theater.
Iron Man 1's great.
Yeah.
Deadpool's great.
Great.
But like the Avengers or all the fucking bullshit, like I can't even...
I know, we're down to Hawkman and Thor. When did Thor get big? Fuck Thor.
Yeah, Venom.
Venom, we're scraping the barrel here. What's next? Colostomy Man, you know? Like, come on, it's too much. With a Blue Beetle is the new one. Who the fuck?
Really?
Never heard of Blue Beetle.
Ant-Man?
Ant-Man! Get out of here.
Blue Beetle.
That's a real one?
Yeah. Billboards all over town for Blue Beetle.
Oh, really?
It looks like George Lopez is in that one.
No.
Oh.
That's who plays Blue Beetle?
No, but he plays like a Mexican. Father of Blue Beetle or something.
Oh, great.
I've heard some crazy, crazy stories about George Lopez.
Really?
Oh, lay it on.
Can we get
not
into it?
Suitable for speaking at a public level.
Ooh, easy. What do you got? Oh, you brought it up.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. Why don't we wrap this up right here, and I'll tell you some stuff.
Oh, wow. Boy, what a tease to the listeners.
Yeah, go ahead and Google it.
All right, give it a Google. Lopez is going to love this. Thanks, Steve-O. What are you doing to me?
Yeah, I didn't. I'm not.
He's like, what did I do?
Right.
Yeah, I'm not saying if it's good or bad. I'm just saying it's crazy stories.
You're talking about his George Lopez tacos?
I'm not. Did I say that it was bad?
No.
I just said it's not. Maybe it's not my place.
Okay. That's
fair.
To tell
about his charitable efforts. You know, I don't need to be patting his back at a public level. It's not necessarily appropriate.
Yeah.
Touché.
Okay. Cool. Love it.
Yeah. But with that said, man, dude, I really, really like you, Mark.
I like you, Steve-O. You guys are awesome.
I posted that thing on Instagram where I added you, and I realized, man, I'm not following this guy.
Back.
Yeah, well, dude,
We're older. Everybody's like, you're not following me. I'm like, I don't even know how to work this shit. I like you. I'm here with you now. What is following?
Trust me, I wasn't offended. I wasn't. I didn't go one way or another.
I'm not even following my wife.
I'm a big fan of yours.
Oh, it's mutual.
We talked to so many people on this podcast, and It's just such a...
You're the fourth funniest we've had.
I'll take it. That's pretty good. The Eric Andre episode was killer.
Oh, well, thanks, man. We just did the longest one ever.
Mm. Oh, who was it?
Oliver Tree.
You've seen him.
He's a very...
You just might not know the name.
Okay.
Very unique guy. But yeah, man, I hope that our paths cross.
They will. I'll be sleeping in this van.
Yeah, we're heading to New York at the end of the month.
Oh, great.
Heading to New York at the end of the month. I'd love to...
You have a skate sesh.
Let's do it.
I'd love to jump into the cellar and
okay.
work on some stuff.
We'll get you in there.
That'd be sick.
We'll get you in there. Yeah. I got some pull over there.
Right on.
Yeah, I'll bring my board. We'll rip it up.
Okay, last thing. Where are we sending people?
MarkNormanComedy.com for tickets, dates, videos, you name it. I'm all over the road, big tour, and Soup to Nuts on Netflix. Check
really
it
funny.
Out.
Really fucking
Thank
funny.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Anything else?
Hey, praise Allah, and don't touch kids. As I say in a van, which is a little hypocritical.
Dude, I love that, man. Thank you, brother.
Hey, thank you, man. Yeah. Fun times.
Yeah, very cool.
Hey,
good.
Comedy.
You are one fucking
Oh, thanks, guys. It was you guys are a good audience.
How about that? Was that a wild episode or what? The Howard Stern stuff felt pretty controversial, and it was, like, really emotional for me, man. I grieve the loss of my relationship with the Howard Stern show. I grieve for it. I'm hurt by it. But, hey, man, let me tell you this. Mark Norman, I love the guy. And I love his We Might Be Drunk podcast co-host, Sam Morril. Now, you might know that our last episode was Sam Morril. And I'm a little nervous that it's going to look a lot like Mark Norman is way more popular than Sam Morril. If you guys don't hop back to last week's episode and get your eyes on it. We don't want Mark Norman to outperform his bro. So if you didn't see that Sam Morril podcast, then jump back to last week because I don't want any hurt feelings between those two dudes. Okay. All right, man. And I love you guys, the Street Team. Did I tell you that we're making Street Team t-shirts? I said it last week, but it looks like a lot of people didn't hear that because that Sam Morril podcast is kind of... petering. Just kind of putting along. Anyway, I love everybody. I love you. Thank you, guys.
Have you heard about the 2018 study that showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? No? Well, now you have. I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual, the company making traceability the new standard in the supplement industry. I remember staring at my prenatal vitamins and finding all these things I was trying to avoid. High amounts of heavy metals, synthetic colorants, and unnecessary ingredients. So, at 4 months pregnant, I quit my job and started Ritual because I believe that all women deserve to know what they're putting in their bodies and why. I'm so proud of our prenatal vitamin. The ingredients are 100% traceable. It's third-party tested for microbes and heavy metals and recently received the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. You see, we trace like a mother because, let's be honest, no one cares quite like a mother. But don't just take my word for it. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.